Senior Managing Director James Rickards of the Honest Institute, a national security consulting group, tells us that the biggest financial problem facing the world today is that developing countries have debts that they cannot possibly repay. America alone owes in excess of $100 trillion, $42 trillion in public and private notes, and another $60 trillion in unfunded liabilities covering Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, student loans, and much more. The real solution of growing the economy and collecting taxes to pay off the debt is no longer mathematically possible, with our jobs being sent to Shanghai and Bangalore, India, and with the interest payments alone on the debt requiring most of the available tax revenues. The current government solutions to the financial crisis includes their TARP, QE1, QE2, and the most recent bipartisan tax cuts, all without any meaningful spending cuts. This won't work. You simply cannot pay off debt by adding debt. My fellow Americans, your dollar is in trouble. The appropriate actions that the government should have taken in the crisis would have included making loans freely to businesses with quality assets available as collateral. Each loan would have required substantial interest payments, and these interest payments would have gone to the American taxpayer. Under this approach, the banks and the corporations that should have failed would have been wrung out of the system. Instead, loans were freely made to bankrupt banks and corporations against worthless assets without any interest charge. Thus, the real beneficiaries of government solutions have been the Jewish-owned banks and firms and on Wall Street. With Jewish bankers, such as the heads of Goldman Sachs and Citigroup, rotating between Wall Street and the Oval Office, the looting of the American taxpayer has been an inside job. Now, is there any hope for America? Yes, America can be saved. Several times in American history, under a gold-backed currency as existed between 1876 and 1914 and in the Bretton Woods period between 1944 and 1971, our debt was low and inflation was under control. America was a manufacturing powerhouse and its citizens were prosperous. Sadly, this is no longer the case. But with America currently owning 8,000 tons of gold held at Fort Knox and West Point, and with an additional 6,000 tons of foreign-owned gold stored at the New York Fed, these gold resources could be marshaled together to back a new American currency. As James Rickards of the Honest Institute suggested at his recent talk at West Point before an audience of numerous heads of military think tanks. In an extreme crisis, these gold resources could be placed under the auspices of the U.S. military and utilized to create a new American currency which would retain its global reserve status. And, I add, remove the Jewish bankers at the Fed and on Wall Street from power once and for all. As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we are asking the question, could the U.S. military provide the solution to prevent the collapse of the dollar and to stop the total Zionist control and destruction of America? It may be. It could be America's only hope.